All right, giving you copies. Last week we learned part of Tuf Mem Zayin. And this week I'd like to learn a sif in Tuf Mem Ches. Now, if you're very astute, which I'm sure some of you are, you'll notice that one side has page 58 and 59, and the other side has page 62 and 63. Now, first of all, 58 and 59 come first. Before 62 and 63. What happened to 60 and 61? I don't know. Well, 60 and 61 looks like this. There's no Mechaber on 60 and 61, almost no Mishnah Berurah. It's just Shari Tshuva, a bunch of Tshuvas that have to do with Mechiras Chametz. And it's a very unique page, and probably in all the Mishnah Berurah, I don't think there's another such page. So what I gave you is continuous flow as far as the Mechaber is concerned. And even as the Mishnah Berurah, the numbers are continue consecutively. Now, what I wanted to do is, this Pesach is very long, is just to pick out one sif, as last week we learned three sifim. Here, one sif, which is kailal, some of the lumdis that has to do with chametz. And this particular sif has two parts to it. I chose it because it talks about the mechiras chametz. But it also talks about, in the beginning of the Sif, the knas of chametz she'avar alav ha-Pesach. Chametz on which Pesach has passed when it was Bishus Yehudi, as you know, becomes Asur Bahanoah, and that's a knas midrabanan. The chametz she'avar alav ha-Pesach is Asur Bahanoah. Now, one of my pet peeves has to do with those who have a chumrah. Now, the chumrah that some people are naig is after Pesach they don't want to buy chametz in a store that sold the chametz. Now I'd like to explain that's a silliness. I'll explain to you why. You'll understand. As far as not selling chametz be'en, you're allowed to sell chametz be'en. There's no question. However, there is a hiddur, a chumrah, that many people don't sell chametz be'en. I myself don't knowingly sell chametz be'en. I go to the guy, I tell him, if I have any chametz in my house, I'm selling it to you. But I don't knowingly sell real chametz to a guy. And that's a chumrah, which as we're going to see in the sif, which is makom for such a chumrah. Now, that has to do with the issa chametz, which is issa deraisa b'ayirah b'ayimatzah. After Pesach, chametz she'avar alav ha-Pesach is aser al t'knas. Minatayra, Machlek is Tanoim, but we pass in a Minatayra, Chamit Shavala Pesach, Minatayra is Mutter Bahanoah. You're allowed to have benefit from it. There's a Knas to Rabbanon, that we're going to have, you're allowed to have benefit from it. People are going to be Mizalzel in Bayirah Bayimatze. So any Chamit on which somebody was either Bayirah Bayimatze, there's a Knas that it's also. Now that Knas is a Knas to Rabbanon. Some people have the mistake that they feel they're machmir, they don't sell real chametz, so therefore they're not going to go into a Yiddish story after Pesach because it's chametz which the owner of the store sold, and if they're mahadir not to sell chametz ben, so then they shouldn't be buying chametz ben either, which by the way, if you do that the Sunday after Pesach, you should not be eating the cookies here because the cookies are chametz which is sold, we sell it to a guy on Pesach. Now the reason that's a mistake, let me explain, is that after Pesach, the Isser is because of a knas. It's a knas because I'll punish someone for doing the wrong thing. Now picture it. Somebody went to the Gadol Hadar, someone went to Rav Moshe Feinstein, he made Rav Moshe's shliach to sell his chametz. So Rav Moshe did it. Rav Moshe sold chametz ben. I don't know if he sold his own, but he was a shliach to sell chametz ben. Now after Pesach, you're going to be machmir, because there's a knas. There's no havamina that there's a knas. There can't be a knas on someone who went to the Gadol Hadar and did what he was told. A knas is for someone who did something wrong. It's a punishment. It's a knas. Someone who did something that's a halacha psuka, even though there's an inyan to be machmir, but someone who did kedin, there's no havamina that there's any knas. And therefore, this chumrah is a mistaken notion. There's no mocking for the chumrah. Besides the fact that buying by a Jew is a mitzvah d'oraisa, as opposed to buying by a guy in the first place. So they go and they buy by a guy. It's not a hider. So at any rate, that's sort of a pet peeve that I have. Let's learn the Shulchan Aruch. You should never drink scotch and liquor. It's the Satan's drink. It's
especially on
paper. All right, we're going to see. He's going to mention that it's Zeyascham. It's many Rishonim hold that it's no Bayer Bayer Matze. Of course, it's not Shaya Fit because Ayis with the Echilas Pras. There's no Shir. And therefore, many people who don't sell chametz be'en do sell schnapps. Also, Tom used to tell people that it's enough to be machmar on chametz be'en, you don't have to be machmar on taruvas chametz. Taruvas chametz are things like ketchup or mustard. Now, I personally don't sell taruvas chametz either, to my knowledge, because Pesach is the time for chumris. I don't know, I always never did. But some people don't sell chametz be'en, some don't sell taruvas chametz, and schnapps. Whatever you do is good because you're a minhag and you're allowed to sell. Okay, let's learn the mechaber. Let's start again where it says Sif Gimel in your copies. Chometz shel Yisrael she'avar alav haPesach osa b'hanor. Chometz that belongs to a yid, which he owned on Pesach, osur b'hanor afilah hinichay shaygegay onus. So here you have a chiddush that even if he was an einus, normally we don't punish an einus. We also cancel him. Now we're going to stop here. The second part talks about the Mechira. So we'll learn the Mishnah Berurah here on this din. The Mishnah Berurah here has a Chiddush, Shech Chiddush Gadol.
We said before, does he have to put out who he sold the comments to?
You don't know who he sold it to. If you don't trust him, then you should have a sign that he sold it to somebody.
You take comments.
From person, I think he could assume if you're not comfortable. So ask him. I should add that Tops Liquor on Avenue U sells the chametz through Lubavitcher Rav, but they're open on Yom Tov. And I called this Rav and I asked him if he knows that the guy, that this yid rather, doesn't get whiskey on Pesach. So he said he doesn't know, but he figured better sell what he has, you know, Lebeicha Harabim Yutai. He can't trust him that he doesn't get whiskey on Pesach. I am sure he's not open on the Yom Tov days. I'm not sure, but I think he's not. But what he's doing, he's buying whiskey, he says he doesn't know. So he said, look, he's Beicha Harabim Yutai. Most of the whiskey is sold. If he buys more whiskey on Yom Tov, on Pesach, which wouldn't be included in the Mechira, that he doesn't know. So I don't think people should buy there, at least not whiskey. If a yid came in and wanted to buy, he would sell it. Yeah, but that's not mevatel the mechira. The mechira is still mechira. He's just a guy. The question though is if he buys more whiskey, if there's a man iser, it's not included in the mechira. It's how much shovel of a person. So I don't know if it changed this year, but that's the way it was. I called him. It was 2 years ago.
You have the same problem with Shoprite.
I see what they do in Shoprite. Rabbi Beck sells to Shoprite. What he does in Shoprite here, I don't, not every Shoprite is the same. They're owned, each one is owned. What he does with the one here on McDonald Avenue, the McDonald Avenue is owned by Jewish partners and non-Jewish partners. So what he does is before Pesach, the Jew sells his chelik to his Gaisha partners, and the profits of Pesach go to them. So over Pesach, it's owned by Goyim. So even if they got a delivery on Pesach, it wasn't chametz of a yid on Pesach. So that way it's good. If you sell the company, then it could work, because the chametz that comes goes to a guy. If you just sell the stock that he has, then it doesn't work. If the mechira is still by Rabbi Beck, it's been that way for the last dozen years. I assume it'll be that way this year. But if Rabbi Beck does it, you can rely that that's the way he does it. Okay, so let's see the Mishnah Berurah here on Sif Gimel. The main thing I wanted to see is Sif Katan Tes. A Sif Katan Tes has a very important kula. Let's see. Oy Onus, Ratzalayma, Sheyada. Sheyada Elishaya Anushaya Yachalavarai. Avo be the bezel over Abal Yeroa. He was an inus. Maybe he was a later in the hospital, he was in a coma, so he couldn't do anything. So he says the knas is even on an oneness. Kasa beisilo. The yerdeis will come from the base. The shalti al Yisrael echad shayloi kaidem pesach berichayim shal nachri dagon litchon. He had wheat, which is not chametz, that was by the guy waiting for a shift to get to be milled, to be ground. Nisakev adagim berichayim at cholamayi shal pesach. Hashgi yom zayin shal pesach. Holach anachri v'tochan hadagon shal Yisrael v'asim min hakemach lechem. Va'afa ha'pas, very nice guy. He took the yid's wheat, ground it, and made bread out of it. Maybe a pas liYisrael, take it after a Pesach. He said, surprise, have bread for you right after Pesach. So the question is, it was a yid's chametz on Pesach. It's chametz shavu'ah of a Pesach. Hishavti shemut alikach adomim ba'ad ha'pasahu min anachri. You can take money from the guy for the bread. So he was matier having anor from it, not having anor from it itself, but from its taruvis. Who says it's the same chametz? Because it's only safik chametz shavu'ah lo ha'pesach, and that he's makel that there's no knas on the chametz. All right, so that in the case of safik he was makel. Now the ikur is what follows. Ube beis meir mitzadei lahati. Here we have a beis meir's heta mitzadei lahati ba'achila mitam acher. This is his chiddush. Afa gav de pasak hamechaber the bein b'shaygi bein ba'ain is. Even though the mechaber said that we can't see him, whether he's a shaygig or an oinis, lav kol oins and shavim. Not every oinis is equal. Uba oinis kazeh, the loy yachal klal asuki adaita shiefo ha'ako mikimchai chametz. In such a case where he wouldn't have dawned on him that the guy would bake it, apparently it wasn't normally done by the person who had the mill. Bevada ilaikatsu chacham ayin sham vayim ber alocha b'shem radvaz. So here we have in the Mishnah Brura an important kula, which doesn't say on the page in Shulchan Aruch, and that is that if it's an Oynes Gomor, we could be make a Lachamit Shavar Lava Pesach. It happened once that somebody came to Rav Palm with a Shaila. It happens to be it was after Pesach when he came. It was an out-of-town Rav who had been made a Shliach by his Mispalim for Mechiras Chametz, and as he did every year, he mailed the shtarais to a Rav here in Brooklyn to do the Mechira for him. Now, the problem is that the Rav in Brooklyn got the mail on Pesach. So he didn't get it before Pesach. He figured this Rav has his own guy. They finally found a guy out of town to sell the chametz to. He didn't sell the chametz. And on Pesach, he got the shtarais. So all this Rav, all of his mispalim's chametz, was not sold. Enough sold for Pesach. So now, the question was, if he has to get up in shul and announce that everybody's chametz is Asa B'Hanah, it's Chametz Shavu'ah Lo Ha'Pesach.
What? Should you counsel the people, because they
do. So Rav Palm told him, is this base mayor?
Yeah.
He told him that the Mispalim are Einsim Gemurim. They went to the Rav, and they made him a Sheh Sal Chametz. They're Einis Gomer. He said, but the Rav's Chametz, the Rav himself, he's not an Einis Gomer. He should have made sure that it was sold. He said, your Chametz, I don't think he's so worried about his own Chametz. He said, your Chametz you have to destroy. But the Mispalim's Chametz, that... So it's a good, it's important, cooler to know that Einis Gomer, you can be made. So he said you're allowed to, yeah, but the Beis Meir mitzad lahati b'achila
b'tamach. It's
pasak or not paspalter?
It's a private guy that
makes. Good question. I don't know. Maybe it was paspalter. I don't know. Maybe it was a palter. Yes, so I don't know why he didn't come, why they didn't get in touch with each other, why they came to Rav Palm after Pesach. I don't know. I wasn't there, I only heard it from
him.
The Chachamei, they would have had to destroy it, that's for sure. No, they would have to destroy it on Pesach. That's true. I don't know the whole story. Maybe you got it after. Next. Yisrael chitim berechayim. If the Yid put the chitim in the meal, that he soaked it and ground it, that he wetted it, lashon of making it wet. He puts together many svekas to be mekel, because who says it's the same weed of the yid, and who says that lissasai automatically makes a chametz? Prima gadim efak fake. So they were apparently mekel when they had sveikis, if it was mutter. And Sharatzin and Gimel, he explains, So he puts together svekas. So really, this one shabura changes everything. When you read the Machaber, there were machmir afilu shagig ayinus. Even svekas really says that they were machmir. But when you have other things to be mitzadeid, the din of safik chomish over pesach and tough mem tests, and it says that on a simple safik that was still machmir on chomish over pesach. All right, so this is
an unexpected delivery.
An unexpected delivery, you don't take possession. It's not a problem. Also, it was sent by a yid. It was sent by a guy. If you get a delivery of chametz on Pesach, so just don't take possession of it, and it's not a problem.
You just leave it on the boat.
You leave it outside. Make a mechitzas hasara. All right. Okay, so that's the din of chametz shavu on Pesach. Now we come to the din of mechira. The Mishnah Berurah is going to talk about it, about the somebody that's in transit. We'll get to it hopefully here in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. I was once by a mechira, and one of the rabbanim got a phone call. Someone who manufactures pasta. There was a trainload of pasta on the way to a distributor, and the train was derailed on the way. It was supposed to get there before Pesach, and there was a derailment, which held up the delivery. So it was still Bachrayis Yisrael. The receiver wasn't going to pay if it didn't get there. So the Rav sold the guy the chametz, which was in a derailed train, as best he could get the location. But he told the yid selling it, he had to give the guy the profit. It's the guy's chametz, he's going to get delivered on Pesach. So he told him that he has to give the guy the profit. And he told the guy, it's now still by a wholesaler. It's going to go to a retailer, and the whole profit is yours. So the guy was masking, of course. Look at the whole profit. So after Pesach, he told the guy that, we have to calculate the profit. I don't know exactly how much it is. You want to just take $100, and you'll settle, and it'll be done? So what's face that guy? He said, okay, I'll take $100. You know, then $100 today, then $2,000 tomorrow. You know, you can't drink the schnapps today from tomorrow's money. So he took the $100 today, and he settled for it. But all right, these are things that happen. And let's learn the Shulchan Aruch about Mechira, and then we'll say. It's interesting, the Mechaber, which was only 1450 or so, he finished paying 1550, is 1520, he finished the Shulchan Aruch. And so this is about 500 years ago. And the Mechaber says, Im Machroi. He doesn't say everyone sells to a guy. He says, V'im Machroi, Einostai Lein Yehudi, Shemechutz Labayis Kaidem HaPesach. Let's say he sold it to a guy. Now, obviously, this is going to be a way out. If you sell it to a guy, you're okay. Now, look at this Mishnah Berurah before we go Vayta in Yud Aleph. Incredible. I don't understand. Listen to this cool. Lein Yehudi. Uli Yisrael Mumer. Let's say you sell it to a Friar Yid. So we don't say this. So it's a fry yid that doesn't do anything. Let's see what he says. Yisrael mumer, osalimkar the din ke Yisrael l'chol davar. A mumer is like a yid for everything. Va'iver oid mishum l'chnei yiver. V'chametz osa lachar Pesach b'hanoah. So to fry yid, what's the shiloh? It's chametz shavu about Pesach. It's also b'hanoah, right? It's pashut. But look what he says. U'bidiyeved, imachal Yisrael mumer b'dava mu'it, b'deishu makirai. V'yedei abayishiyaz l'yachar Pesach. He went to a fry yid. He sold him all his chametz for $5. That's a lot of chametz. Because he knows him, and he knows to give it back to him. He made a mistake. He thought a mumer has a din like a guy. Now that's an oinus or pesheya. What is it? A shaygate? Hard to call it an oinus gomor. But he says yesh lahati aloi b'makim hefsin meruba. B'makim hefsin meruba, it could be matir loimer le mumer. Sheyachlof hachametz im akum al chametz acher. Aishim kremenu v'yais na chalif and ayadam mutar. The Bible says him to memyo. Mishmur is Mekel, and somebody made a mistake, sold it to Fraya Yid, because he saw selling it to a Fraya Yid is good, that he can't have enough from the Chametz directly, but from from the Jemachlif to Chametz, Mishmur is Mekel.
It's
very hard to understand.
Ignorance of the law. Knows that he has to sell his Chametz, but doesn't know that a Momer is not a Jew.
So it's taka very strange. I'll call him Pesheya. It's only not an Einus.
Not knowing Torah. You better
Better to be ignorant.
Yeah.
I know some of us practice that. It's you see, if you know, then you don't sell it to the mover. You don't make the mistake in the first place. Okay, a peladika thing of Mishamur. If you thought he's a guy, and it turns out to be like Frank. Yeah, Frank here. Yeah. I have called that an Einus Gomor, unless there was a lack of due diligence.
But,
Frank, our first guy. Our first guy here in this building claimed to the boys here that he descended from Aranos, from Jews. And a very interesting fellow. He's like a Spanish guy. And he told them that, I told the boys, he wasn't going to tell me much. I told the boys to ask him, oh yeah, is that so? So he told them that in Providence, Rhode Island, there's a shul where his father's name is on a seat. So then there was a boy, there was a young man here learning in Providence at that time. The Rosh Hashanah has this thing. I did to find out which shul. So I asked him which shul. He doesn't know the name of the shul, but there's a bus stop right in front. How many bus stops are there in Providence, Rhode Island? Right. So I asked the boys to find a shul with a bus stop in Providence, Rhode Island. It's, you know, boys and out of town yeshiva. Who towards the end of his man, you know, you can be sure they're going to do it. So I got a call back. They checked every shul, and there isn't one shul that's by a bus stop. So I called the place where Frank worked previously. It was a Sephardic shul here in the neighborhood. He had been to Shamus there. So I called the Rav, and I said, you know, Frank, is he Jewish? So the guy says, that's why we fired him. I'm telling everyone he's Jewish. That's why we fired him. So, you know, he got fired. He was the Shabbos guy. He says, yeah, discrimination, imagine. Fired because I'm a Jew. But, so I don't know. Why do we, I certainly wasn't going to sell him the Chametz. So Ramesh has a tshuva. Ramesh has a tshuva about someone who's living the Cheskas guy and claims that he's a Yid. And Ramesh writes in the tshuva that he has zero nemanis, that he's a Yid, and you're allowed to be machal him treifus b'yadayim, Ramesh says. You're allowed to give him treifus b'yadayim. So Moshe says, why don't you say Shavi Anafshe Chatichid Yisura? Now once he says about himself that he's a Jew, even if he's a guy, Shavi Anafshe Yisura. What?
That's his problem.
So that
that's
should depend problem. On the two reasons. Why Shavi Anafshe Yasur? It's because of Nemanis, so it doesn't do anything for him. But if it's Alf Neder, Pashtus, the guy doesn't have Nedarim. You know, the Gemara, I think in Sanhedrin, has a Svara that maybe he does have. But Pashas, he doesn't have. So Ramesh says there's no Shavi Anafshe, and you have to trust him. You have to be Chayshish L'chumra that he's Jewish. But to sell him the Chametz, I wasn't going to take my chances. Okay, so now we come to the Mechira. Yud Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. So let's see the Mechaber. Here we have to look very carefully to see where there may be a problem with the Mechira. Because everyone knows, if I have a grocery, and a guy comes and buys chametz, and I sell him the chametz, of course it's okay. If I sell him before Pesach. Why do they pick pukim on the mechira the way we do it? So there are two in Yonim. Let's try to see both of them. And mechaber again. Mochrei nosin leni Yehudi, shemichutz labayis, kaidem ha-Pesach. You sold it to a guy who's outside your house before Pesach. Af mishisro mochrei leni Yehudi v'yedei abayish lo yigabay klau. Even though you sold it to a guy, you know he's not going to touch the chametz. El yishmeren aloy at achar Pesach. You're sure he's going to save it to you for after Pesach. That's our case. So the Mechaber says, v'yazi nenoloy, knows he'll give it back. Mutter, uvavachi nenoloy matana gemura v'lishum tenai. It should be a complete, either a gift without a tie, or shirim kenoloy matira gemura v'davavuit. Or you sell it to him for even a small price, it's mutter. So what do we learn here in the Mechaber? Out and out heter. You're allowed to sell it to the guy, even though you know he's going to return it to you. You have to turn two pages if you have Mishnah Berurah, because there's no Mechaber on the other page. Anyway, so you're allowed to do it. What's the catch? Chutz lebeisai. Turn back to the first side. It says, shemechutz lebeis. That we don't do. When we sell the chametz, if you take your chametz and you go over to the guy, mechutz lebeis, you give it to a guy outside the house, there's no problem. What does the Mechaber mean? The Mechaber doesn't say the chametz is chutz lebeis. It's la'ein yehudi shemechutz lebeis. What does that mean? So let's learn the Mishnah Berurah. Now it's going to be tricky. You don't have the whole Mishnah Berurah here. We're going to learn what's here. You'll have to trust me on the middle part of the Mishnah Berurah, which you don't have, because as I said at the outset, there are two pages in between that are missing the whole Mishnah Berurah. So let's read it inside. Kosu Achrei. She'en k'peida ba'akam gufa imudar v'beisa eloi. K'peida is not if the guy is a living or not. The main kapeda is that he should remove it from the Jew's house. The guy himself, even if he's a live-in, he has his own room. As long as the chametz is out, it's good. In parentheses, he says, unless he's mamish a din of Evik Nani, why do I have to? Why does the guy have to take it out of my house? Why can't I stay in my house and I won't be achrei for it the way we do it? If you have a guy's chametz in your house, in your business, you have a refrigerator, a guy enough chametz in it, all you need is a mechitza. So the door is a mechitza, you tape the door, you make a hecker on the door, and that's good enough. All you need is a mechitza in front of a guy's chametz, if you're not responsible for it. Could lay some tough man. Why here does it have to go outside of the Yid's house? Chasim b'chok Yaakov. So Chok Yaakov writes, the gam b'kan hadin kain. Here really, it's also good enough a mechitza. V'lo yisrichu hachal haitzim reshusay. Why did they require taking out reshus? Only k'day sheyikna ha'akum ha'kach chametz b'meshicha. The ikar is the guy should do kinyan meshicha on it, and I'll explain that. In Achinami, in Kfar Hoitzi Yaakov Mechametz, Beknob Mishicha Lebeisai, or the Simta, Kedin, Mutal Eachkach, Lachnas Achametz Lebeisai, Shal Yisrael, Betai Vemechitza Asar Vavad. Now, I have to explain what's going on here. We're going to talk soon about Kinyanim. To own something, if you sell me something by talking, it's not sold. If you tell somebody, I'll sell you whatever it is, it's not sold. You can change your mind, and Chusri Amun, you're supposed to keep your word. But it's kinyanim, there's no kinyan. So Zakta Chakiaka, if you need a kinyan meshicha. Now, there's a meshicha, meshicha and hagbah are two kinyanim, which are really the same. The way Tysus explains, meshicha and hagbah mean taking possession. Something that's small that you can pick up, you do it with hagbah, you lift it up. Something that's too big to do hagbah on, it's not the derech, you do meshicha. What is meshicha? Meshicha is different than hagbah. Hagbah, it's enough I pick it up. I could be standing in your house, I could be standing in the street, I could be standing wherever I want. Hagbah is always kind. Meshicha has to be meshicha l'rishusai. You have to pull it into your rishus. If I pull something in your rishus, that's not good enough. If I pull it into the street, it's not good enough. I could pull it either into my personal rishus or to a simta. Simta is tidei rishus arabim. The part of the sidewalk where you're allowed to put things down. Let's say the place where people don't walk, the closest part to the house, where there's no kapeda, you keep things there, you put boxes there, or in a parking place. A parking place is a simta. It's a place that you're allowed to put things. Place you're allowed to put things, whoever goes there is kind of dalet amis. You're familiar with the idea that dalet amis shel adam is kind of like? That's only in a simta. It means your dalet amis is not kind if you're in my house, it's my house. Your dalet amis is not kind in the middle of the street or middle of the sidewalk. You don't own the dalet amis. In a place where The minhag ha-medina is you have reshus to put things. So in such a place, your dalar amis is kaina, and therefore you can be kaina. So let me just finish. So Mishnah Berurah is saying b'shem dechak Yaakov. He's going to bring a second shita. The first shita is it could be in a Jew's house, no problem, but the guy has to be kaina b'mishich. According to dechak Yaakov, we gain that it, there's no problem if it's in a Jew's house, but we lose because the guy's not doing mishicha. So if we're going to have a satisfactory kinyan from the place of mishicha, we'll be answering our minhag. Yeah.
No, same thing for a machine. There's the guy's reshus hagva also. You're sitting in the guy's house, so you know, you
don't
say dalar.
Hagva is also good. Just usually it's a lot of chametz. It's very hard to do hagva.
Absolutely. Saying that hagva should also not be because you're in the guy's reshus.
Hagva is hagva and yad are two different things. Yad has to be in the hand. Hagva is even if it protrudes from the hand. If you ever go to watch where they give a get, they fold the get that should fit totally in the woman's hand. As Mesivus' Shita is, Hagbah is not kaina by get, only Yad. Biyada, it says in the Mishnah. It says in the Torah. And the Mishnah says Chatzar. Chatzar is Mishum Yad. But the Mesivus holds that protruding out of your hand doesn't work. It's Rabbi Kiva Eger, actually. And therefore, they fold it in the hand. In the hand is Kinyin Yad. What sticks out of the hand, you pick up a baseball bat, that's Kinyin Hagbah. The Hagbah works anywhere. Because Hagbah has nothing to do with Mishich L'Rishusai. It's a hava l'reshusa even if he just picks it up. Right, hava works everywhere. Now, there has to be das machna, the one selling has to have das machna. Machloik is Taisus and the Rashbam, it's one tefach or three tefachim.
So, from the ground or from where you see
it? Pashtus, you have to lift it further. It says in Achrayim that if you hold it above the ground, that since otherwise it would fall, that's also Hagbah, but the minhag is not to be reliant on that to do a real Hagbah.
Oh,
so we're going to get to that. We'll get to that. Oh, except for get, there's no place that you need Yad. Hagbah always is a good kinyan. Okay, so the Chok Yaakov holds, it could be in a Jew's Rishus, provided that you do a Mashiach. Avol, kam Achrayim kasvu. He brings the name of Kama Achrayim, at the bottom he says the Prichadish and others. The Hacha Migregara. Kiva Nikr Chomitz Yedei Alakim Shosha Yisrael. This, everyone knows this is Jews. Now here you don't have the next words. B'lo Yigabai. We know the guy's not going to touch it up. Yishakonu Merzi Kachamse Shal Yisrael. Amahayim Vesei Ikla Mechasham Yavi Lachlai. He says that it's not good enough on a guy's Chomitz, the base Yisrael. That's not good. So we have here machlokes, two shitas, how to explain the machaber. First shita is that you need kinyan mishicha, which we don't do. Second shita is that it's not allowed to be b'beis Yisrael. The Mishnah Berurah says parenthetically that's only lechatchila, but the other poshet that we don't aser because of this issur for it to be b'beis Yisrael. And the Mishnah Berurah brings in the page you don't have the kasu achrayim b'achu magid Avram dim yesh lechametz harbe. If it's so much chametz that he can't take it out of his house, this is what we do. We do is the Magen Avraham Zaitzah, that we have a problem that it's chametz shell of the guy which a mechaber says that be taken out of the yid's house in this case. So instead of taking the chametz out of the yid's house, we sell the guy the makim that the chametz, or we rent to the guy the makim where the chametz is located. And that's why you go to a rav and you make him a shliach. You're not only making him a shliach to sell the chametz, but also to rent wherever the chametz is located. If you have it in a closet, the closet. If you have, unbeknownst to you, a piece of chametz in a suitcase somewhere, so you're selling the chametz and the place where the chametz is located.
But we don't have to identify when the sale where it's
located. So we mentioned to you in years past that different rabbanim do it different ways. Some rabbanim list the places where the chametz is located, and some rabbanim just write the address. The reason for writing just the address is not because I'm in a rush and I don't want to spend a lot of time. It's because it's better this way, because if you list the places and there are other places, the other places are not sold. So what the Rabbanim do is they add ubechom akim shahu. They add in the bottom ubechom akim shahu. So they really say ubechom akim shahu anyway. So I don't know why. So what do you gain by listing the places? I guess you're telling people that they have to limit it to certain places. But it's done both ways. Which way is done more, I'm not sure.
How does that work if you have chametz in an office?
It doesn't work unless you list the office. You have to list wherever the chametz is. Now it's an important thing. That's true. You really should only sell the chametz in places where you can rent the place. If you have an office in one something plaza, you know, and you can't rent the place, you really shouldn't have chametz there. Now, when you write a shtar, you're going to write it down anyway for just in case, because better than nothing, but the mechira is good. But the chatchila, it shouldn't be that way. The chatchila, it has to be done the right way. No, so the Mishnah Berurah says that we're going to get to it soon. I hope we'll get to it. That the guy has to have access. As a matter of fact, it's on the same page which you don't have. It says in the end, those have a Mishnah Berurah, the last two lines, and we'll come into what you do have. Sorach limsolai hamafteach mechedesh amurach bayachametz. Geshuch lichnais bishashiyitza v'litos chemtzai shenimker. I didn't lie. Says you have to give him a key. Oi, now I'm turning to the part you do have on page 62. Akapadim yomalei Yisrael. The Yid should say, "B'chol eid shetirza tuchal likach hamavteach mechaderecha v'lichtes by lita aschemtzecha." V'isur gomeru, see the Mishaburah's lashon. Isur gomeru laniach shum chaisam ay miskar al acheder. So isur gomer to lock up the room ayel achametz kidei shol yuchal anachir lita aschametz. That to prevent the guy from getting his chametz, the muchach mized the chol amechira lo hayirak harama bi'alma. He's showing it's not a mechira. V'masakein. If at the time you sold it, you had in mind you're not going to give the guy access, you're preventing him from access. Then, even b'di'eved, it's aser. If at the time you sold it, you were preventing access. The time you sold it kedin. You're going to give him access. And later you got nervous. You heard about a guy who came. So you got nervous. If at the time you sold it, and later you did something to prevent the guy from getting it, so that b'di'evit is it doesn't aser. This is one of the makairis that Ramesha has. Ramesha says if a store sells the chametz to a guy, and then they're open at Pesach and they sell it, so he says it's not mevatel the mechira. B'shas the mechira was a good mechira; it wasn't muchach melsa anything. And later on, it was whatever happens later, happens later. Which is true with the Maram Shik, I believe. They had in mind, they're going to sell this bottle, that bottle, all right. If the guy would have come, the guy would have gotten it. But what? So what we do is we write with the keys located. If somebody's going to be home, so we tell them you have to give access. We write the shtar key is at this in this place. I used to take keys from people, but I ended up with a lot of abandoned keys. I still have a handful of keys. Some of them I know the name, but not where the person lives or anything. It's not the people I know. Whoever I know, I give. But so I stopped taking keys from people. I write key at, and I put down an address. All right. Not everyone answers the cell on Yom Tov. It's better if you have an address. Yeah. Okay. So if it says where the key is, that's also fine. Now, right, so he has to have his personal address there.
Come back to the store. Come back.
Yes, if you give him access to it, it's fine. The problem is there are people who sell the chametz and they go fly off to Eretz Yisrael. So now, what do you mean I'm going to give him the key whenever you need it? You have to go to Eretz Yisrael to get it from him. So if someone who's here, I don't write down anything, you just go to the house. Now, if the guy comes to the house, you don't ever heard of him. So the guy will have to come to me and I'll go with him to your house and I'll tell him this guy owns your chametz and you have to let him take it. So if the guy wants, he can do it. So he has access. But if he doesn't have access, then it's a problem. If a person flies off to L.A. and he's going to be, and the chametz is here, he has no access. No, that's very normal, whatever is considered normal material. Now, Yeah, I think kinyachatsa would be kind even if it's on a shelf. So I think it's good in yourself. Now I'm just going to skip to Yud Zayin on your second page. Shimkreda be'ezek kinyanim kainah ha'akum. Now here we have a papula d'iraisa. Let me just tell you the Gemara, the background Gemara. The Gemara is actually a Masechtas Bechairis. I think Yud Beis or Gimel around there. And it's known a little to Yeshiva life because Tosis brings it in Gittin and probably above Mitzia about a sugya of Kinyanim. There's a double Machlaikis. A Machlaikis HaMeiroim and a Machlaikis Rashi and Tosis. There's a Machlaikis HaMeiroim, which is in Perek HaZov, if what the Kinyan of a Yid is on Metaltalim. If I want to buy your car is Metaltalim. I want to buy your Apple. Yeah, Apple, I don't want you to be able to have charata, so I want to do a kinyan. What kinyan works min ha-taira? La-halacha, mishicha hadba, I'm considering one kinyan. Mishicha hadba, la-halacha works. If I just give you cash for metaltalim, it's not kaina. Why? Reish Lakish holds it's a din taira. Min ha-taira, kesef is kaina karka, it's not kaina metaltalim. Real estate, you can be kaina with kesef. Metaltalim, you have to take possession, or we'll talk about other kinyanim between kesef and mishicha. The Reish Lakish holds that kesef is kind. The Reish Lakish holds that mishicha is kind. Minatayra. Rabbi Yechanan says no. Minatayra, he says that kesef is kind. Chazal geiza shema yomer la yisrafu fitecha ba'aliya, which means, at least the way Rashi explains, that if I'm going to say, if you give me cash, then the merchandise, which is in my warehouse, is now yours. Now, if there's a fire, I'm not going to go to save the stuff. It's sold to you already. It's already sold to you. Since it's already sold to you, so I'm not going to care to take care of it. So Chazal wanted that I should be Zohir in it. So they made a takana that I'm a tantalim. You're not kaina until you take possession. Mashiach. Hagbah, kesef is not kaina midrabanim. So, la halacha, everyone agrees Mashiach is kaina. Mashiach of Hagbah is kaina metaltalim. Machlaikis says, what's the din d'iraisa? Reish Lakish says, min ha-taira. And Rabbi Yechanan says that it's a din d'rabanim. It's Machlaikis, Rashi, and Taisvis. Rashi passes like Reish Lakish, and Taisvis passes like Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara in Bechaira says, midi Yisrael be'echad, so a guy is be'echad. A yid has one kinyan. And the guy has the other one. Which other one? Well, according to Rabbi Yechanan, I mean, a Torah, a Yid has Kesef, a guy has Mashiachah. Midrabanan, like Reish Lakish, I mean, a Torah, a guy has Mashiachah, a Yid has Mashiachah, a guy has Kesef. So bottom line, Rashi and Tosfos argue, if the kinyan of a guy is Kesef or Mashiachah. The Rambam, of course, comes along and confuses everyone. By paskening that a guy has both. Kenegdo meferish gemara. Gemara says, Medi Yisrael be'echad, guy be'echad. Plia. Gemara that says a guy only has one. So what the Mefarshi Rambam say, when you're stuck with a really hard Rambam, is you make a machlaikis hasugis out of it. It's a sugya in Avaydazar ayin aleph ayin beis, which Tosfos asks is a steer to Bechairis, and Tosfos answers. So the Rambam holds, well, it's a machlaikis hasugis, but he paskens that both are kind. Lemaisa, we have a machlaikis, if the kinyan is kesef. It turns out kesef works like the Rambam, plus, according to Reish Lakish, according to Rashi. And Mashiach works like the Rambam, plus, according to Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam. It's a machlaikis. For Mechiras Chametz, we need to do both. Kesef, which we do, plus Mashiach. The problem is that nowadays we don't do Mashiach. You go to a guy with 200 people you're selling for, and if you have five rabbanim, it could be 1,000 people. He's not doing Mashiachah. Go to every yid's house and do Mashiachah. Doesn't work. So the question is, what we should be doing bizman hazeh, and this has caused an immense amount of confusion, dispute over the whole issue. The most unique shita is the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says the following chiddush. He says that in a situation where it's impossible to do Mashiach, Everyone would agree you could do kesef. Why? Because it says the following. He bases it on the following. In Rishayim it says, how could it be kesef is kaim in Atayra, not Mashicha? How do you give a gift? I want to give a gift to someone. So if the only way you can be with kaim betalfalim is not Mashicha or Hagbah, just for kesef. So a gift, I'm not taking money. How is someone kaim a gift? So the Rishayim all say that something that you, there is no kesef, everyone agrees, you do Mashicha. Just when you have both, kesef Mashicha, kesef is the real king. But it's something where it's EF should be kesef, because it's a matana. It's EF should be kesef, so then you do it with Mashicha. Good. The Aruch HaShulchan stretches it. It says, who adin? If you're selling so much chametz, then it's EF should be Mashicha. It's like a warehouse full of chametz. You can't do Mashicha. But it's EF should be Mashicha, everyone holds kesef is good. So Aruch HaShulchan takes a shortcut shita, that kesef certainly works. Rav Shulchan is a das yachin in this. All the other gedalei apayskim try to figure out a way to do other kinyanim. Miscellaneous kinyanim. Those who learn the yeshiva shemasechtis, taisis in kedushin gimel amid aleph, the big taisis is mesupik by a guy. This chalukedei is the bali taisis. If a guy can do chalipin, we do chalipin bavaita. It goes into machlekes. We want to sell a chulakuli alma. So first, let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Again, on page 63, the first Mishnah Berurah, Beza Yoshim Kuran Olay Beza Kinyanim Kaino Akum Yesh Mizadeis Ben Apayskim Yesh Mishayim the Kinyanim Shala Akum Hu BeKesef Dafka. There's those who say that's Dafka Kesef, and the bottom it says Rashi. I'm involved. It's Rashi. Yesh Mishayim Akum Kaino Elu BeMishich Lo Shusai. Some say only Mishicha and Lamed Zayin, and the bottom it says Rabbeinu Tam. It's Taisus Shita. Or by picking up something that a person could pick up. Such as Kinyan Agav. Now what do you do by Kinyan Agav? Now here, so he mentions Kinyan Agav Karaka, Kinyan Chatzar, the Kinyan Chalipin, the Hainu Kinyan Sudar. Three different Kinyanim. In parentheses, he says, "Ela the tzarch lizarb is a sheyasudur shalakum." The handkerchief has to belong to the guy. When we do a ksuba by a wedding, the eidim give the sudur, not the chas, not the kala, because shluchas shalom kabbai says, "Achan la'adam," anybody can give. By a guy, there's no shluchas. So Mishnah Berurah mentions, besides kesef and mishicha, we don't do mishicha. He mentions agav, chotzer, and Chalipin. The end of the bracket. Yesh mefakfikim b'kinyanim elu. Barmid loy b'tzim kinyanim elu rak b'Yisrael. Linyan dina. L'chatchila b'vadei tzarech laknis b'kinyan gomor. U'muskim l'kuli yalma kesel m'shicha b'yachat. V'achri negev b'sindai reis nebai yirat. L'chatchila, you should do both kinyanim. V'al kapanim b'mishicha b'vad, at least m'shicha. D'yaitim b'zeh gam ken al kapanim roif paiskin. L'chatchila, you have to do m'shicha, which we don't do. Since it's only the Rabbanan, after Pesach, so this Mishnah Berurah doesn't sound so encouraging. L'chatchila, he's saying that. That really, l'chatchila, you should make sure to do Mashicha. It sounds like Mashicha is the best of all of the kinyanim. What do we do today, Bizman Hazeh? We do, I think it's six kinyanim. We do kinyan kesef, which is certainly you have to do. Then we do a handshake, which is called kinyan stumta, something that the seichrin in the Medina consider to be binding. So kesef, a handshake, chalipin, we take a handkerchief, we do kinyan chalipin, which as I said is machlek to the Bali Taisis. That's three. And then we do kinyan agav and kinyan chatzar. I'll explain how we do kinyan agav and chatzar. Kinyan chatzar is that we do, if you go to the Mechiras Chametz, the kinyanim happen twice. Why are you doing it twice? Two handshakes, two prutas, two everything. Why? The first thing that's done, the first thing is Kinyan Agav, which I get to, but the next thing is done is Kinyan Chatzar. Kinyan Chatzar is this. We said earlier that the Chametz has to be in the guy's Rishus, not in the Yid's Rishus. How do we do that? When we sell the chametz, we rent the chametz, the place where the chametz is, to the guy. So we do that for King Chatzar. Now, what does that mean? We're selling the guy, or renting the guy, the land under the chametz. Mechira of land is certainly not with Mashiach. Why? In the Mashiach, right? So kinyan of land is Pashtas Kesef. So what we do is we sell the chametz, the chatzar, to the guy. For that, we do all the kinyanim. We do the handshake, and the chalipin, and kesef, and shtar. I forgot to mention shtar. We give you over the shtar. So we have, again, what are the other two karka ones, agav and chatzar, and then there's the handshake, the chalipin, the kesef, and the shtar. So we do six.
To sell, we
do six. So we're afraid to sell because some people are themselves tenants. They can't sell it. So we rent to the chatzar to the guy. And if also we sell it, we can do next year if we have a different guy. We can sell it to a different guy if it's the first guy's chatzar. So we rent it to the guy. And with the rental, we do all the kinyanim on the rental of the karka. And with that, the sale of the chametz al kinyan chatzar. And the guy goes around to the rabbanim that are there and does all the kinyanim. And then the guy does all the kinyanim again on the metaltalim, on the chametz itself. He does all the kinyanim on the chametz. So that's how we do it. We also do kinyan agav. The way we do kinyan agav is not together with kinyan chatzar, but separately. Now there's a boy in the Gemara, if kinyan agav boy tziburin, I lie. Gemara and Kiddushin has an Ibaya. What's Kinyan Agav? I sell you my house? I'm selling you the refrigerator, the garbage cans. What else is in a house? The oven. Selling you things with it. So Gemara has a question. If Kinyan Agav needs Siburin, if it has to be in that karka, or Sadna Da'arachadu, the whole karka is one. I could sell you karka in Memphis and Agav land that's in Arkansas, Metaltum that's in Arkansas. We paskin that you don't need Siburin, which is what we do. We actually do it first, is Kinyan Agav. Kinyan Agav works that the Rav puts in the shtar a place in his house. I write my boiler room. I rent the guy for a pruta, for a dollar, my boiler room. And when we do the Kinyan, we do on the boiler room itself. We do Kinyan Kesef, Chalipin, a handshake, a shtar, Kesef, handshake, chalipin, and we do it. 1 second. And when we do that, agav that, we're selling all the chametz. So we do kinyan agav, we finish with kinyan agav, and then we go to the other kinyan. What?
You have to own the
chametz
you're selling, agav?
No, if I'm a shliach, I could do it as well. So it's funny, agav my karka, I'm selling your chametz. But apparently, that's also good as long as I'm a shliach. Apparently, it's good. I don't know if there are chlukei days on that. I don't know. Now, what?
Your personal boiler room where you have your chametz?
No. My boiler room, whether I have my chametz or not, is irrelevant. If I have my chametz, it's good. If I don't have my chametz. Now, I need you know that I sell twice. I sell in your gimel, I sell again in your dalid. So I have to give my key, use the same karka twice. One I already rented yesterday. So you have to do my boiler room one night, and then something else, another part of the house, a closet or something. Or the next day. Yeah. What? Some people do chazaka, we guys don't. But so that's how you do it. The guy, does he understand it? We explain it to the guy. Grada, our present guy, is better than our previous guy. Our previous guy, he understood enough, hopefully. Presently, we have a guy who's pretty much on the ball. We got a London, yeah.
Do we sell you rice? No, rice.
They're Faharim, okay, we don't Faharim, but what? So the causing costs. What about the cost? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, just late to learn it inside, that in the Bir Halacha, that the price. So it's really, normally it's not good enough. Bishabura, Debir Alach B'Davar Mu'it, the last one on page 63. Ayin Bishabura, Kayay Minikol Yisrael, Shei Meichun B'Davar Mu'it. You don't sell to a guy for a pruta. Ela B'mecha Chasamach L'Shaviyav Shal Chametz, U'mekad L'min Anachri Eze Zuhuvim Shekarun Oifkad. L'tchilas Pirayin. You take a down payment. V'shar is like Rabbi Milva k'fiyam avur b'chayshim mishpat. Now it says there, it's interesting. If let's say, and I've had this shayla with people who sold a house, and someone comes and offers more money, they agreed to sell the house. Someone offers more money. So you're not supposed to change. Once a person agrees to sell a house, if he does it verbally, so it's b'chusri amuna. You're not supposed to change your mind once you do it, unless you cheat it. But you're not supposed, just because someone offers more money, you're not supposed to change your mind. But it happens sometimes that people tell me they have an agreement. I ask them, do you have an exact price? No, we're negotiating. You know, I want this, he wants this. And he said, we'll come to an agreement. It says in Chayshim Mishpat, it's in a Reish, that there's no such thing as a kinyan b'li pisuk damim. There's no gemira's das to do a kinyan if there's no agreed upon price. So you need an agreed upon price, or else the kinyan's not a kinyan. So it's not a kinyan, and it's not a mishapara, and it's not a mechusri amuna if you don't have a price. However, it says beferish in Shulchan Aruch that if you agree that you're going to get experts to shots up the value, to estimate the value, and you agree to follow their estimation, that's the same thing as an agreement. That's what we do, because we can't set a price on the chametz. I have no idea how much the chametz is worth. So therefore, what the shtar says is that if the Pesach, if he doesn't sell it back to us, whatever he'll want, even if he wants it on Pesach, if the Pesach, we'll get three experts and we'll take the average of the three estimations, and that is going to be the price. Now it says in the shtar that most of Klal Yisrael uses that the guy has a right to a certain percentage. I think it's a 3% profit. Has a right to a certain percentage of profit, and that really the Bir Halacha says Mekach Hasamach L'Shaviyav Shel Chavetz. The minig is a Mekka that's close to the Shavius. Now, the way I understand the reason for that is the following. I'll give you an example from Shtar Shabbos. As you know, many people have businesses that have to be open on Shabbos, healthcare facilities or the like. So you do a Mechiyav Dev. The best thing is you have a Jewish partner, and a Goyish partner, and you sell it to him. If you don't have a Goyish partner, so then there are those in Klal Yisrael, so have a minute to do a harama, just to go call in the Shagas, and one Rav in Flatbush. He calls in his janitor and he sells him Mishtar Shabbos, you know, all kinds of things, which there are some who do it that way. The Shemesh that I had was not to do on Mishtar Shabbos, a totally fictional Mechira. So what we do is we do a real Mechira, and what we do, if there's no Jewish partner, is we take a manager in the place. And the way we do a Shtar Shabbos, just briefly, I don't mean to go through all the Shtar Shabbos, is we tell them, look, you work, you make, let's say, $100,000 a year. So the company is willing to rent you the facility and everything it uses for Shabbos. You make a $100,000 payment. In other words, you'll work for free. All your work, not for free, it's for the $100,000 rental of the facility for the Shabbos, so you have a time of the year, which is about a sixth of the year. In return, you get the profits that accrue on the Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now, if a Yid wants to be cheap, so what he'll do is, let's say the Shabbos profits is $500,000. The company makes $3 million a year, so $500,000 profit is sixth of the year. So what you really could do is get a group of workers that make $500,000 a year, let them rent it from you for $500,000, they get the profits, which is also $500,000, so it doesn't cost you anything. You end up even. So when I did it the first time, Shtar Shabbos, I went, Palm didn't do Shtar Shabbos before, I went to Rabbi Feinstein, and he told me, you have to do an amount of profit that people would invest. You can't just say you're investing $500,000, you get $500,000. That's the total Rama. Who's going to invest $500,000 and get $500,000 back? Not to get a normal profit. What's a normal profit? So what he suggested was if the losses, he's indemnified against losses, which Shtar Shabbos usually says. So he said 5% is certainly a good profit, a good amount. So generally, that's what I do in the shtaris. They make sure that, let's say, they're making $500,000. For the Shabbos and Yom Tovim, so they'll invest $450,000, and the 400 whatever the 5% of $500,000 is $25,000. So they'll have 475 and they'll get a $25,000 profit. There should be some profit built in. That's the way I understand this Mishnah Berurah. It says you sell to the guy b'davar mu'it. Ashtaris say that the guy is entitled to a profit in the turnover. If he wants to sell it, if he wants to take the chametz and sell it, he's entitled to a profit, whatever the shuma is, he's entitled to make whatever it says in the shtar, I don't remember the number. 3%, 5%, I don't remember the number. Well, if he'll sell it, he'll know what it is. If he wants to turn it over and sell it, let's say he wants to go, he'll tell his friend, you know, I have schnapps, I just bought from the Jews. I'll say, I'll buy it from you. So he'll go to the house, he'll see right away. It says all the schnapps that's in this house. So that, I think, is the reason for this this approach that it has in our shtaris, which is the shtar mechira that's used. I can't say all of Klal Yisrael. There's a shtar mechira that was written in America. It says in about 1928, I think. Yeah. And that's the shtar that's used by most of Klal Yisrael. The shtaris we use, we change two or three things there. Mm-hmm. But you just agav, certainly shyness, but not the major part of the shtar. And that's the typical shtar the way it is. It's not our Rama because it's a mechira gemura, and he sells it back. He comes back Matzai Pesach, and he does. Do you know when the guy goes around the table and he gives me a dollar to rent my boiler room? I don't give that dollar back to him. He's out the dollar. He's doing it because he knows some past experience. He's going to get a tip. You have to pay Pesach to give him a tip.
They give him the money before.
What? Well, sometimes they give him by us. The guy buys the money. He buys the coins for bills. Maybe he knows he's going to get money later. They don't give it to Matana. The handkerchief, they give him Matana. Because which guy has a handkerchief? But today Americans don't have handkerchiefs for flour, just tissues. But at any rate, this, I guess, is a short course in this. Yeah. I don't want to get into Shtari Shabbos. It just came to mind as an explanation of the Dover Muet that he has to have a profit. I just meant that as an example. Shtari Shabbos, it could be done later if it's done with the Rakin Yanin, but yeah, to be kind of a chatzer, kind of chatzer with the chatzer. You have to tell them kind of chatzer, and now it's on your chatzer. You're kind of what's on the chatzer too. No, that's the chatzer, the makam of the chatzer. Kin agav is a separate kinyan. Chatzer is the makam where the chametz is. That's what kinyan chatzer is. That's kinyan chatzer. That's anyway, it shouldn't be bebeisev. We also do it on kinyan chatzer. We do. But he has to own the chatzer to become a metaphor. Right. Well, the four kinyanim, yeah, plus kinyushtar. If anybody wants to see a mechira, the mechira that we do on Erev Pesach, besides that everyone's Torah Erev Pesach, it's just, there's so many rabbanim there that where I do it that it's not so geschmack to come. But on the mechiras Yugimel, there are only a handful of rabbanim. We do it in Rabbi David's house on East 12th, right off MUK. Someone wants to see the mechira. I mean, if you know what's going on, it makes it a little more interesting. What? The purpose of mechira Yugimel is for two purposes. First of all, there are people who have chametz in Eretz Yisrael or in a place where tomorrow's mechira won't be good. That's one. Then there's another reason to do mechira Yugimel. If somebody wants to avoid a chiyuv bedika, people are going to hotels, and they want to avoid the chiyuv bedika that night. Mishnah Berurah brings a machloikis in Svara. I would think that what I could do, I'm selling everything to the guy, I'm not going to be home, what do I have to bedika for? Mishnah Berurah brings Chaluke Deis, and that's true. There was a takana of bedika. What's bedika? You have to look for your chametz. Now it's funny, what do you mean have to look for it? I'm allowed to have chametz. So it sounds like the takana was to know where your chametz is, even though you're allowed to save your bagels for breakfast for Erev Pesach. But the takana was to look for the chametz and know what chametz you have. So Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokes, if you're putter for bedika, if you're going to a hotel or going away. Mishnah Brura says b'sheidach some cipher l'kuli alma. If you sell it before the leil b'dika, you sell it on your gimel. So that night you're 100% positive you have no chametz, because you already 2 hours ago sold all the chametz to a guy. So if you sold all your chametz to a guy, then there's no chiyuv b'dika. Still, to be mekayim the takana derabanan of b'dika, you should leave one room, or if people in a hotel do in the hotel room, one room to make a brach and do a b'dika that you don't sell on your gimel. But otherwise, selling on your gimel is a way out of being mechayev to be baidik l'kuliyah, maybe you get the kashrus. If you do it at Yisrael, you have to be careful because they buy it back after the seventh day of Pesach. What? But you made a shliach to be mekabel kinyan for you. But even him, even that yid, can't own a chametz in America. Chametz in America is aser. You should better do your gimel here, and then when it's brought back, it'll already be after Pesach for everybody. Now there is a problem with people who go, let's say, to L.A. and they make a shliach. So L.A. is the other way around. In Los Angeles now, it's 3 hours earlier. So now 3 hours earlier. Don't you remember you used to listen to the ball games at 11 p.m. at night? The 8 p.m. starts on the coast. So here, at the time I sell it, there's 3 hours earlier. Not a problem. When I buy it back, it's an issue. So what we do is when we buy it back, the Rav, who's doing the Kinyanim, buys it personally. He buys everything for himself personally. The Mekabel Kinyan himself for all the Chametz. And he, in turn, gives Rishus to whoever wants, when a person wants to take his Chametz back, he gives Rishus to take it back. So that's what it's done. Because he's here in America. No, the Chametz is in New York and he's in New York. The problem is the Jew is in L.A. The owner is in L.A. If the Chametz is in L.A., so then you're right. Then he can't. Okay, or well, they tell him to sell it there. Okay. Now, we're going to meet next in 3 weeks. We're going to learn to start Hilchos Yayin Nesach from David. I'll ask you. Kuf Chaf Gimel. Not next week. Next week. But we're off 2 weeks. The third week in Yitzhak Shev, we're going to start Kuf Chaf Gimel, which I started learning very geschmack Hilchos Yayin Nesach. So just Kuf Chaf Gimel, David, okay? It's a long sentence.
How did the Jew do? How did the God?